Carly, before we talk about gun control and all of that, tell me about Victoria. Tell me about your older sister.
Vicky was my mother and father's firstborn. She was her sibling's role model. She had the prettiest blue eyes that everyone was so jealous of. She loved teaching at Sandy Hook. She loved her classes and her students, and she would always come home with these funny stories of the kids and what they did that day and what they talked about, and she was just so involved with school, so
she
loved
it. Grade.
She taught first grade.
Now tell me, and this is a much harder thing to tell, I'm sure, but tell me about the amazing courage she showed the day that Adam Lanza entered her school.
On December 14th, as he came in her classroom, she was face-to-face with him, and as he began shooting into the class, she told the kids to run out of the classroom, and because of my sister, she saved 11 of her students. So,
some of them hid in the closet, right? She told them to hide in a closet?
Two were hidden in the bathroom, and then the rest of them ran out. Unfortunately, 5 didn't make it out of her classroom, but what we know now, they were all right near Vicky, so she was shielding them from him.
She tried to get between him and the kids and lost her life.
Yes. Yeah.
There's an iconic photo of you that was spread around the world, a photograph of it's you on the telephone looking grief-stricken, and I think it's the moment when you found out that your sister was one of the victims.
Yes. That photo is very hard to look at, and even
hard for anybody, but especially for you, of course.
Yes, and it was the moment after we found out that my sister was never coming home again, and I was on the phone with one of my friends and just screaming into the phone that I couldn't believe this was happening to me. And it's a picture that's out there for the rest of my life that I have to live with, and it's a document moment of that moment for the rest of my life.
Before this happened, Carly, had you given any thought to gun control or gun violence?
Growing up, we weren't even allowed to have water guns or Nerf guns. So,
because of your parents' views?
Because of my parents' views. My mother just didn't think it was appropriate. And so December 14th, that was the first time my sister was ever faced with a gun. She's never seen a gun before, and that was the first time. You know, I didn't know anything about guns before this. So when I started going down to Washington and doing these events, I wanted to educate myself on what I was talking about. And, you know, I wanted to educate myself on gun control and everything that's going on.
Connecticut has very strict gun control laws, and Adam Lanza basically broke those laws. He was underage to have a gun. His mother had gotten the guns that he used legally. So any new gun control would not have prevented what he did?
You know, the new laws may have not have prevented Sandy Hook, but if it could save one person's life, isn't it worth it? It's a background check. It takes only a few minutes, and they will save lives. So to say that it wouldn't have stopped Newtown, you can't stop crazy, and we all understand that, but background checks can save lives, and one life that's lost to guns is one too many.
Senator Baucus, our senior senator from Montana, was one of the senators who voted against universal background checks when it came before the Senate, and he's still against that. And his statement about that says, and I'm paraphrasing, that there is not such a thing as one size fits all in terms of gun control, and that Montana's law-abiding citizens should not be punished for what happens elsewhere.
I understand where he's coming from by that, but like everyone else in this country, I never thought Newtown would happen to us. I saw the shooting in Aurora and thought, that's so tragic. I never would think it would happen in Connecticut, let alone in my sister's classroom. Gun violence has no boundaries. It can happen anywhere. And to say that, you know, we should have different laws because of where we live, I understand it, but I don't agree with it.
Universal background checks, the argument is that even if that existed, as you say, the, quote, crazies would still be able to get their hands on guns, and the criminals as well.
You know, they can still get their hands on guns, but background checks can stop domestic violence. And it can save lives. That at the end of the day, it will save lives, and that's all that matters.
You're also for an assault weapons ban, right? So-called assault weapons.
Mm-hmm. I don't think that, you know, everyday citizens should be able to have these guns. I asked somebody that told me that they have one, and I asked, you know, why do you have one? Because it's fun. But because it was fun, you know, something unexpected could happen. Somebody can take that gun, and then something like Newtown can happen. So because you have it because it's fun, can kill thousands of people. It's not worth it. It's a gun that you want because it's fun. You don't need it. It's not for safety reasons. It's not for hunting purposes. It's because you want it because it's fun.
Those who want to keep the ability to have those kinds of guns say it's the camel's nose under the tent. If you ban assault weapons, then you're going to start banning my hunting rifle down the road.
And people that think that, it's take a look at what's being said in these bills. Educate yourself. Educate the people around you. No one's trying to take away your guns. No one's trying to be Big Brother and look over you. It's an assault weapons ban. No one's taking away your guns. There's hundreds of guns that aren't included in that ban. So when people say that, it's just educate yourself, because there's really nothing else I could say to that.
I think you were present the day the Senate took their vote on background checks. And what did you expect would happen? Were you surprised? And tell me what your reaction was when that happened.
Going into the vote, we knew that we did not have enough to pass the bill. But it was heartbreaking to watch people come in and just vote no, and then people come in and vote yes. And it was heartbreaking just to watch them like go upon their normal day. Like, it doesn't really matter. If 90% of the country thinks we need to have these background checks, who are they voting for? We vote for these people into office to have a voice for us in our state. If your state wants background checks, who are you voting for at the end of the day?
There hasn't, to my knowledge, been an independent poll taken in Montana, Carly, but it's likely that the majority of Montanans appreciated Senator Baucus's vote against background checks. What do you say to those Montanans?
I respect their opinions, but until you get that phone call that your loved one was faced with a gun and did not survive, you won't understand, and you would think very differently about these bills if you got that phone call.
And it wasn't just a gun. It was a gun that did a lot of damage.
It was a gun that left baseball-sized holes in my sister's body. It was not just a gun.
This is your life's work right now, isn't it, Carly? Going around and trying to urge people to do something about gun violence.
I feel like I have to, you know, stop people from having to feel this pain that I feel. You know, I live a nightmare of a life now. I don't have my older sister. I don't have my best friend anymore. These parents don't have their 6 and 7-year-olds. And if I can prevent one family from having to feel this pain and to feel the heartbreak that my family goes through, then it's worth it. I need to step up and I need to do something and I need to help this country, because we are literally at war with ourselves.
It could be a long haul. As you know, the memory of Newtown, for those who aren't as nearly as close to it as you are, is fading.
You know, as months go on, people are forgetting, but we're not going away. And I sat down with President Obama and Vice President Biden, and they told us that, you know, this might not take a month, it might not take a year, but it will happen. No one ever thought that slavery would be abolished. No one ever thought that women would have rights. And people don't think that we're going to have stricter gun laws. But eventually, we will.
You're in it for the long haul.
Very much so.
What do you think Vicky would think about that?
I know my sister's looking down on me and smiling, and she's ecstatic for her little sister and what she's doing.
I have been speaking with Carly Soto, who's the sister of the Sandy Hook teacher, Vicky Soto, who was one of the Newtown shooting victims. Carly, it can't be easy for you to keep talking about this, but I appreciate you so much being in our studio. Thank you.
Thank you very much.